She started as if she had seen a ghost. I calmed her. To her hurried, "Is it really you, miss? Come at this late hour to this lonely place?" I answered by taking her hand, and then I followed her into the kitchen, where John now sat by a good fire. I explained to them, in few words, that I had heard all which had happened since I left Thornfield, and that I was come to see Mr. Rochester. I asked John to go down to the turnpike house, where I had dismissed the chaise, and bring my trunk, which I had left there. And then, while I removed my bonnet and shawl, I questioned Mary as to whether I could be accommodated at the manor house for the night, and finding that arrangements to that effect, though difficult, would not be impossible, I informed her I should stay. Just at this moment, the parlour bell rang. "When you go in," said I, "tell your master that a person wishes to speak to him, but do not give my name." "I don't think he'll see you," she answered. "He refuses everybody." When she returned, I inquired what he had said. "You're to send in your name and your business," she replied. She then proceeded to fill a glass with water and place it on a tray, together with candles.